It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Assembly Committee on Education hears testimony in a bill that would allow school districts to hire unlicensed school administrators. We examine the proposal with its author and hear from you. Call in with a question. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Bob Witke is a Republican representing the 62nd Assembly District in Racine. Representative Witke, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
Yes. So lay this out for us. Why are you urging fellow lawmakers to allow school districts to hire unlicensed school administrators?
Okay. So first of all, let's clarify exactly what the bill does. I think there's a lot of what I would call not a clear understanding of what we do. So currently in current, and some of this came from the testimony that we heard this past week. Let's lay out what's in current state law. Currently, the largest school district in the state, Milwaukee Public School System, can hire administrators at what we, and the term administrator is basically used at the superintendent level without having a, quote, superintendent license as issued by the Department of Public Instruction. Okay, we learned in testimony this past week that evidently there is no issue with boards across the state doing the same. Just as a point of clarification, there are certain things that a superintendent has to do, and if a person doesn't have a license issued by the Department of Public Instruction, board would have to work with superintendent to get some things, signatures that are required with certain programs and so on, and address certain issues. So, you know, the question you posed to me is why are we opening this up? Senator Strobel came to me based on some local boards that had come to him saying that they would like to open up the candidate pool further so that they can consider other people in some of their searches for superintendent level. In our area down here, we have noticed that there are many instances where, the same superintendent has gone through 3 to 4 different districts for various reasons. And so I agreed to do the bill with him. The emphasis of the bill is all it does is open up the same opportunity for school boards across the state to be able to consider those that don't have a license. This doesn't mandate that we take away licenses, that we don't value the license, that boards can say, no, we would prefer to have someone with a license. This just opens up and says that in state law, boards are allowed to consider those that don't have a license. And I think one of the key things is to the board members for two different school districts that testified before us. One testified before us and said they were unsatisfied with a number of different candidates that actually had licenses and wish they could have expanded their search. We also heard from one board member in which they actually hired someone that didn't have a DPI license after reviewing the candidates that they had in their pool, and then also ended up hiring an individual without one, and they have made provisions to get that individual because of what they want to do to go through the licensing process. So our intent was to open up the pool of candidates at that level so that boards understand that they have this additional tool in their workplace.
So as you open up the pool and expand the pool through this type of ability, what skills, what experience or background should, instead qualify someone to oversee a school district?
That depends on what the local board is looking for. Ask the local board what they're looking for to lead their district. Many of them have different things that they're looking for. As we look at some of the things that are required to successfully operate a district, a lot of them are management abilities, the ability to lead people, the ability to have put the district on sound financial footing. Many of those things could be seen in someone that successfully manages a business, someone that could be a CFO in a particular size company. Like I said, this gives the board the ability to consider other candidates. And if you take a look at it, this is about not overlooking talent that we currently have. One of the other things that I think that you have to take a look at is that we, especially in where I sit, I'm constantly reminded of people want local control in their school districts, and also that there are barriers for some people to qualify candidates to actually get a license, whether it be financial, whether it be timing, et cetera. And some have maybe stalled in procuring that license because of some of the experiences that they've had, but they may make very good candidates moving forward. So as I said, this is to give the local board the ability to do something that is already given to our largest school district in the state.
And I'm going to jump in here. Bob Witke with us, Republican State Assembly Representative out of Racine, as we talk about a bill that would allow school districts to consider unlicensed candidates for superintendent positions. You can join in with your question, share comments at any point. The number to talk is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You've brought up Milwaukee a couple times, and I'm just wondering, have you evaluated how this is working for Milwaukee schools? I mean, is there less turnover in Milwaukee?
Well, okay. So you have to go back quite a ways in history and the reason behind why they did this. One of the reasons that they did this is they found a candidate that they thought would be really good to lead their district, which was Dr. Howard Fuller. And I think most people in the education circles probably would tell you that Dr. Fuller is very student-centered and at the time was the right person to lead that district. They've chosen not to go in that direction moving forward, okay? But they have the ability to do so. And so I look at it and say, if it's good for one district, why isn't it good for the other 421 across the state? In a time when we have workplace shortages in a number of different places, where let's say some candidates may or may not pursue something that have the talent that we would like to lead some of our districts, or that districts would like for that person to lead them. And just give, like I said, all it does is give this, it puts into statute, gives other school districts the ability to do this. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring in a call. Reggie is with us from Oshkosh. Reggie, what's on your mind?
I know a lot of locally and nationally people have been waiting for a morality-based school structure, Christian fundamentalists really inserting themselves in school boards. Does this open up that for an easier way to get in schools?
Reggie, thank you. That was breaking up a bit there. Could you make that out, Bob Witke?
I'm trying to see. I didn't quite.
Basically, inserting religion into public schools and concern there over school boards being able to open up that type of possibility with and just kind of wondering in that direction, in that vein.
Well, I guess I'm gonna say this, like here in Racine, where I was school board president for 2 years, we have 9 people on the board. It takes 5 positive votes to actually enact something. The only person, the only employee the board has is the superintendent. Okay. And so, it takes action by the board. It's not as though someone is just appointed. And so I don't think that this is promoting to have a certain type of person being able to get in or make it easier for someone to get in. It's about allowing local school districts
to have more control. Let's go to Joe in Platteville with a question. Joe, hi. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if your guest was going to do the same thing for plumbers and doctors and lawyers, just, hire anybody. This is kind of a Republican thing to try and deal with the shortages that were created by Act 10. Just let anybody teach or anybody.
Joe, thanks. Because we're short on time, Representative Witke, would this have a cascading effect, opening up the door for other industries?
No. I'm just going to say no. The same thing was brought up in the Senate testimony, saying, well, what if a municipality decided that this is a person that can be a doctor? Every single other different profession has different requirements. This is, once again, I'll go back to this. This has to do with action by the board. And people should know that it was made clear to me by the DPI and some of my other colleagues on the committee that, well, a board can actually hire someone right now, call them a CEO, and then work out all the other details. And that's not, we're just putting it to statute so that gives the board better flexibility around this issue.
Thank you for joining us. Bob Witke, Republican representing the 62nd Assembly District in Racine. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.